Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's have a weekend.
Them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I was in my local pub last night and there was a woman in there selling roses, old school. I was with my mate and the rose woman was like, "You want a rose for your girlfriend?" I was like, "She's really not my girlfriend, there's something you should know." But I've not actually seen anyone selling roses in a pub or club for ages. I know it does happen in clubs sometimes, but who actually buys them? Who thinks to themselves, "Oh, this will be romantic. I'm in a club in Huddersfield. I'm going to buy a rose for the girl I've been snogging the face of all night because I fully plan on seeing her again after tonight."
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Jack's been on, and a couple of other people actually from Wolverhampton, saying that there's a rose lady who sells the roses in pubs in Wolverhampton who gets quite aggressive if you don't purchase a rose. Quite a few people saying that. She's obviously quite famous. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Tom from Newport.
Tom, Newport, South Wales. How are you?
I'm good, you?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on?
Well, the rose situation. I buy the roses all the time when I'm out in town.
Oh, so it's you, is it, that buys them?
Yeah, I'm the one keeping them in business.
Right, well, who do you give them to? Like, random girls?
Well, random girls, but a lot of the time it's, you know, use them as swords in nightclubs, just being idiots, and then giving them to random people on the street, or when we go to get a burger at the end of the night, trying to pay with them in the burger shops or something.
Good plan with the rose swords. I like that. How much do you get for the rose, generally?
It's normally a rip-off. It's like £3 for a rose and like seven quid for a cowboy hat, but it's worth it for having a good night out.
Yeah, so you buy the cowboy hats as well?
Yeah, normally two or three at a time.
And then just hand them out in the street or in the club?
Oh, we'll keep the cowboy hats because it's all about style, and then the roses, we'll just bunch them up and then just, you know, get down on one knee to girls in the street or random groups of guys and just make them feel awkward.
Fabulous. So how many cowboy hats do you have in your house right now?
None, because they normally get lost at the end of the night, so it's a bit of a waste of money, but it's worth it.
Get you with money to burn.
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hello, my love.
How are you?
I'm okay, I'm in the water.
Oh, you...
I was at Henley a couple of hours ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm on my way to Marlow.
Oh my God, so you're treading water and weeing again like before?
Well, a little bit of wee came up, Scott, yeah, when you started talking to me.
Fabulous. But, oh, I look forward to our... I look forward to our daily flirt.
I know, it's nice, isn't it?
It is.
You know when we go on our date to Mamma Mia?
Yes.
What do you want me to wear?
Just the Speedos.
Speedos? Do you want any grease or not?
If yes, why not? That's absolutely fine.
Did any listeners take us up on the offer?
Many, many listeners. Loads and loads and loads.
So what are we going to do? Pick one out of the hat?
I think we should, but I think we should, obviously, they need to attach some money to sport relief, don't
Definitely.
They, really?
They do, but let's not make it the person that donates the most, because that just means the richest person wins, and that's not what it's about.
We'll just pick one out, shall we?
Pick the one that we like the look of.
Send pictures.
Send a picture with your donation, that's right. We will sort through all the entries and decide which person we fancy the most.
Exactly.
That person will be coming with us to see Mamma Mia. That's how all competitions should work, is the best looking person wins.
Absolutely. I quite like it. You have slightly lost it now, which I quite like.
I've gone a bit crazy, but I've been in the water now for 5 days.
Unbelievable.
I'm coming up to having done about 85 miles around there. So I have actually, lost my mind.
I know. I watched some of the videos on the site. I watched some of the videos on the site earlier, and even watching you makes me feel tired. It's unbelievable what you're doing. It's just incredible.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's been an amazing adventure.
Yeah.
It's a shame it's so cold, and the weather hasn't been great. But I'm plodding on. It's just crazy to think you're on your fifth day.
Yeah.
And there's still I can't add up 60.
Don't think about it. If you don't know what David Walliams is doing, he's doing a brilliant thing for Sport Relief, which raises money for really good causes in the UK and also in some of the world's poorest countries. It's Walliams versus the Thames, basically. He's swimming the River Thames, 140 miles, which makes your channel swim seem a bit of a relative walk in the park, really, doesn't it?
I look at the channel swim now as a warm-up.
Yeah.
Sunday, at about 22 miles, and I'm doing seven times that.
This is so much harder.
Cold water.
Yeah.
Why did I say yes to this? I must be a bit loopy.
I don't know, but it's all fine. Like, you're 5 days in.
I had a nice trek across the desert with Craig David.
Yes, I enjoyed that. Well, I didn't enjoy it, but I think that was far easier than what you're doing.
Well, I don't know about that, because you had Craig David with you.
Well, I did.
You had Lorraine Kelly, who was lovely, but you also had to play Craig David.
Singing a lot.
Did he sing?
Yeah, often, yeah.
Oh, dear. Now, well, I've just got an idea for a new song. You must play it, Scott. And he went, no, thank you, Craig.
Pretty much. So, you've been to lovely Henley today.
Henley, which was very, very nice. They looked after me very well at the rowing club. I had a nice meal and a sit down. Then I ripped my wetsuit.
Right.
Around the crotch area.
Oh.
So it's good, easy access, but it means that quite a lot of water got in that area. Now I've changed wetsuits.
Oh, wow.
You'll be glad to know.
Were you chafing?
It's chafing a bit, yeah, but the other one sort of has begun to stink.
Oh, gross.
I took it off and I said, what's that terrible, terrible smell? And they went, that's your wetsuit. Because you've been weeing in it for the last 5 days.
Are you going to auction that off afterwards?
I don't think anyone would want a wetsuit.
I think you'd be surprised, David.
Well, there's some very strange people out there, aren't there? But even that might be too much for some people's taste.
Also, did Jimmy Carr join you earlier?
Jimmy Carr came along earlier. No, he's fantastic. I mean, he does so much. He gave an hour of his time to come and have a cup of tea and a flapjack with me.
It's give with him, isn't it?
It was nice because, it cheered me up. Because I don't know if you know, but he's a comedian.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I had no idea because I've seen him on TV many, many times. I had no idea what he actually did. But no, apparently, he told me he was a comedian. But we had a nice little sort of mid-morning snack together. And I've got Jamie and Lily's Redknapp coming later to see me in Marlow, which I hope he will be there about 7 o'clock.
Right.
And the One Show are going to be there tonight, so I'm very excited. Because I'm actually going to be on TV. You see, I've loved it, haven't I?
I like it.
I've been thinking about ABBA songs that I want.
Yes.
And I've been thinking about SOS, which I think is underrated. Lay All Your Love on Me.
Well, I've got... We're not Chickateeta. That won't sound any good.
But I've got a good one for me and you. Does your mother know?
Well, that's a good one. What about Gimme 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 brackets and Man After Midnight brackets?
Well, I think Chris Moore's played that for me this morning.
Oh. Okay, good.
Because I spoke to him. I'm not cheating on you, but I did speak to him.
Yeah.
And he played it for me. Bizarrely, he didn't have ABBA Gold at hand.
I know.
And
like, what is it with this
he
station?
He wanted to come on our date to Mamma Mia, and he just said he was busy for the next year.
Well, why are you inviting him? I thought it was just me, you, the dog, and a listener.
I just thought it would be safe for him for Christmas there to supervise.
I don't know. So what's keeping you going at the moment? Is it the lovely crowd? Is it the amount of money we've raised?
Crowds are amazing. The generosity of the British public
you know, I mean, Comic Relief raised $100 million this year.
Unbelievable.
Which is just extraordinary, isn't it? And, you know, time's tough for people, and I know, you know, the kind of, there's unemployment and everything. So for people to be that generous at a time when they don't have much is extraordinary. So, yeah, that's definitely kept me going. And also, I think, well, I've come this far.
Yeah.
Don't give up now, David. I'm just petrified every time I kind of go up some steps or a lock or something, I'm going to slip and, you know, break an arm or something and then have to give up. So I'm being very careful.
Yes. Now, we'll go through all the text details in a minute. I'm just searching the database for ABBA right now. It's not looking good. But we will be probably able to play Does Your Mother Know? Do you want that one?
Yes, I think that's very appropriate.
I think it is, okay. So what's the plan? 7 o'clock tonight in Marlow, is it?
I hope, yeah, for 7:15 in Marlow. And then tomorrow I think we're going through Windsor. And finishing at Old Windsor, Professor Greg White tells me, my trainer and friend.
Ah, Professor Greg.
Because he took you into the desert, didn't he?
Yeah, he does all of them, doesn't he?
He does them all, doesn't he?
Now, let's go...
He said you were very humble.
Very humble?
Yeah.
That's very kind of him.
I don't really know if that's a good or bad thing.
I know, what does that mean?
You shouldn't be too humble, you're a Radio 1 DJ.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Thank you, David. Good luck for the rest of the day.
Oh, thank you. So what are you going to play for me?
Are you ready?
Yes, but I'm going to miss you this weekend, because I've got to talk to Noel Gallagher, standing in for Dermot O'Leary.
Oh, on Radio 2?
Oh, how dreary.
I know, how dreary is that? Well, we can just speak. We can speak, and it won't go out on air.
We can speak anyway, can't we? I know. And send me some email pictures of the people who enter the competition.
All right, I'll do that, and I'll call you tomorrow, love.
Just the sort of sexy ones. Don't bother with everybody.
Yeah, no, I'll pick and choose.
Okay. I love you, Scott.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.